Day 55. Happy Friday. We are in 2 Timothy today, in chapters 3 and 4. One of the commentaries I was looking at said that this was Paul's final canonical letter.
That is as much as we can understand the truth, and which makes chapter 4 all the more exciting for us to read, because those are his last words. This is how he closes his last letter, and there's some real interesting things in there. But chapter 3, I think, is where we start. And chapter 3, Paul is just jumping. It's the same thing with the same theme that he had with Timothy in chapter 1 yesterday, right? Yesterday it was like, hey, by the way, right, there's going to be false teachers and they're going to do damage, so you root them out. Here he's saying, look, mark this. Right? Yeah. He's like, you can bet everything you own on this. There are bad days coming. Right? You're like, yay, tell us about the good times. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. I always
almost
love how
like
that one.
We're living in the end times.
But I love how you sneak it, like, oh, they're going to be murderers and terrible, and they're going to be thieves. And
they're not going to listen to their
mom. And
moms.
They're going to be mean to their mom. But honestly, culturally, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Because culturally, that was the seat of authority in the home. So if you listen to your parents, then none of this ever came to fruition. So it makes more sense here. But he's like, they're going to live unholy, ungrateful, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, but lovers of evil, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure. They'll have, and this is the part that stings, right? This is, I think, the key to the whole text. They will have a form of godliness, but denying its power. And he says, have nothing to do with such people. Let me linger there for a second, because this is so critically important for us to understand. You would think that in these last days that Paul is referring to, which, yes, we're in the last days now, right?
Yeah.
So you would think, though, that these are people that don't have anything to do with God or faith or spirituality. That they're just people that are like, no, I'm an atheist, and I just want to do whatever I want to do, and you can't stop me. That's not what Paul's talking about. Paul's talking about people that talk about God. They teach about God. They claim God. It's a form of godliness, but it denies the power of the gospel, and it embraces the wrong things. This, clearly here, what he's saying is that people will be satanic. They won't necessarily, they won't necessarily know that they're being satanic. But because they'll have a form of godliness that denies its power, which means it's a form of godliness that denies Jesus, that denies who Jesus is, because that's the power of the gospel, right? And if I am dabbling in spiritual things that aren't Christian, that's the enemy's territory. And so we think of Satanism as things that worship Satan. But really, Satanism in this broad context is any form of spirituality that denies the supremacy of Jesus Christ. And in this case, And so in this case, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have people that have a form of godliness, but it's not the God of Scripture. And they're going to worm their way into homes, and they're going to take control, and they're going to oppose good teaching. They're actually going to tell teachers of the gospel that they're doing it wrong. And they're going to try to shift people's attitude away from the gospel. It's going to be a thing.
I mean, I feel like it's happening a lot.
It is. But here's the promise. It's going to keep happening, and it's going to get progressively worse until the end. And so he says, here's the final charge to you, man. Like,
good luck. Just kidding.
Don't back down. Right? You know the purpose, the faith, the patience, the love, the endurance. You know about my sufferings and persecutions, yet God is still in control. He's rescued me from all of them, right? And he says, everyone that wants to live a godly life, he tells him this. This is, oh, it's kind of a kick to the gut. Everyone that wants to live a godly life is going to be persecuted. So don't look at persecution as a sign that you're doing it wrong. Don't walk away thinking, well, it's not worth it. No, everybody that wants to live this life is going to be persecuted, right? Take what you've learned, take what you've been convinced of, keep going. And it's just, you know, it's important, right? Mm-hmm. With faith and endurance and careful instruction, teach them, right? And Paul says, I'm being poured out like a drink offering. And the time for my departure is near. He knows he's finishing. Verse 7 in chapter 4. I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there's in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also all who have longed for his appearing, like everybody that is so hopeful in Christ, that has kept pushing back, right, against this broken world, has kept the faith, has kept the purity of the doctrine, has taught it, has lived it. They are waiting for this cool thing, this glorious appearing, the blessed hope of Jesus Christ in his return. And Paul says, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. That's happening. Like, I am dying here and I know it. Mm-hmm. But then I love this, right? So he says, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to die soon and it's okay. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. Oh, but by the way, please hurry up and get to me, yeah. Right? Why? Because I have things I want to teach you, mm-hmm. things I want to tell you. Bring my scrolls, right? I mean, he says, like bring Mark, do all of this stuff, like bring my parchments. What
about Demas?
We'll get to Demas. Okay. But I love first that Paul is like, look, I'm at the end of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm still, bring my scrolls. I still got studying to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be idle. Mm-hmm. Like, you come and bring Mark because I want to teach and they're useful to me for ministry. Mm-hmm. And he says, these people were around me, right? Like, Demas was here, but he deserted me. Mm-hmm. Crescens has gone to Galatia. Titus has gone to Dalmatia. Luke is with me. Bring Mark. So he is still, at this point, he's still surrounding himself with young men that he's mentoring and teaching and leading. Even at the end, Paul's like, I'm mm-hmm. in jail. I'm about mm-hmm. to die. I still want to learn.
Oh, so he's not retiring on a beach somewhere?
Mm-hmm. He's
now?
Not. He's like, I still want to learn. I'm still submitting myself to the Lord's teaching, and I still want to impart my wisdom to other people because mm-hmm. every second I have matters. Mm-hmm. And then he says, Demas, the same guy earlier said, Demas mm-hmm. is with me. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. Right now he says, but Demas has deserted me
yep.
because he loved the world. He loved the world so much. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, well, Thessalonica has a church there. Mm-hmm. Maybe he went to the church. No, no, no. When he says he loved the world so much, he went there to participate in their orgies.
Yep.
I mean, let's be just as clear as we can. That's what's, mm-hmm. You just talked about it a few days ago, mm-hmm. that's the wrong view they had about sex
yeah.
and
yeah.
a lot of the temples that they had set up to worship their false gods through sexual promiscuity. Mm-hmm. That's where he went. That's
so
what appealed
Vince,
to him. Don't be a Demas. Vince Durr, that was a sub point in a sermon
yeah.
he preached. Yeah.
Love
so
it.
I think, but again, that's, the warning for us there is Demas, mm-hmm. who was so close, right? Mm-hmm. He was right there with Paul. He was learning, but he became what we would call in our vernacular a church dropout.
Mm-hmm.
He came for a while and it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
So he just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a church dropout, right? So
stay in school, make good choices.
Right. Don't be a Demas.